sort of is really all about the weather, because today's weather will have many of us reaching for ice cream, something that many of us would like to master at home. I'm joined now by somebody who might be able to let us know how to do that, Sean Murphy from Murphy's Ice Cream. And I've got a beautiful selection here in front of me, which I may, for our listeners' benefit, tuck in too soon. This must be peak season for you, Sean. It must be mad.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, it picks up pretty well this time of year anyway. So whether or not, you know, August gets busy and then you add in this kind of weather and it definitely jumps up a whole level.
You have a big, big connection to Dingle, despite the accent that our listeners hear. Tell me a little bit about the backstory about how you came back and Murphy's, to especially that sea salt water that is such a fabulous ingredient in your ice cream.
Sure. Thanks. Realistically, a lot of it started out as an excuse to live in Dingle. That's really the basis of it. So my dad is from Cork. I will never mind the Cork Kerry. So many of my family haven't ever forgiven me for for defecting the wrong side.
Today there is peace.
Thank you, Earl. my dad emigrated back in the 50s, 60s, and then we were born and raised in New York. Spent my childhood there. Up until my teens, went off to Texas for a while, California. And then my brother was in Dingle. He said, come over here. There's the most amazing dairy anywhere in the world in this country.
Kerry cows. Right? Can't beat them.
Right. And so the country with the best dairy should have the best ice cream. It just should. Yeah. You know, so let's try to work on that.
And use all local ingredients. Like, I mean, I'm not joking when I say it's literally the salt water that
Absolutely.
You use.
Yeah. So we use almost entirely local ingredients. Our mangoes, not so much. We stretch to use mangoes, but we love them so much we can't help it.
Is that becoming an issue in the food industry when you're like, because when you think of ice cream, it could be mango, pistachio, it could be all those things that, and especially like vanilla, the most popular, but comes from Madagascar, one part of the world. Are there sustainability issues in the world of ice cream?
Sure. Look, there's sustainability issues with everything. And what we try to do is be very thoughtful about every single ingredient that we use. So some people will add on, you know, one thing as a highlight piece that's sustainable or special or something that tells, you know, a story. But we try to be very thoughtful about every single piece we use. So, yeah, we're thoughtful about where we get the vanilla, thoughtful about where we get the chocolate, and wherever possible and reasonable, we get local.
I'm just looking at all these beautiful melting pots in front of me. How much of our taste changed? Because luxury ice cream, which clearly what Murphy's is, it's not kind of the vanilla and the wafers of our childhood. We've sort of developed quite a sophisticated taste.
Sure. You know, it's amazing because we started in 2000 and it's a world away, really, because we were the crazy Yanks. You know, the idea that you'd be making a world-class food product in Ireland was a stretch for, you know, and we were just the mad Yanks, the mad New Yorkers down there trying to work away on their special ice cream. And now if you come from Ireland, if you go to Spain, if you go to France, if you go to Italy, the US, you walk into most restaurants or food places, you very well may not get as good food as you'd get in Ireland. I find the food in Ireland to be as good at or better as most other countries on average.
So what have you got for me today? What is the big
chase.
One? And what can I make at home? And I will perhaps for the listeners try a little bit.
Yeah. I appreciate it. I am conscious that when I bring ice cream, it's, you know, I'm the guy with the ice cream as opposed to the other way around, which is fair enough. So I brought today some of our top flavors. You know, we have the sea salt along if you'd like to have a
kind
bit
of
a try.
The famous sea salt.
There we are. Spoon and all.
So can you bake this at home? She says.
Pardon me. Yeah.
you do the recipe while I sample.
Yeah. Absolutely. So look, you know, you can. And there's different levels of complexity that you can get into. So I can run you very quickly through the all the way from scratch way of approaching it that we would. But there's plenty of shortcuts we can rip through at the end if you like. So what you're doing first is you're making a custard or a crème anglaise. So you want to take milk and you want to cook a vanilla bean in there, just to simmer it, okay? And then you want to beat together egg yolks and sugar. We'll get all the exact numbers up on your website.
We'll post them up.
But you want to then beat together the egg yolks and the sugar until it's pale and soft. And then the key piece, you want to pour the simmered milk onto the eggs just slowly enough that the eggs aren't cooking, but fast enough that it's able to mix, and you want to mix it the whole time. That done, you throw it back on the heat. You stir it until it coats the back of a wooden spoon, right? And then you're going to add in cream and throw it in the freezer, basically. Or if you have a ice cream machine, you pop it in there, and that's going to whip it up. If you don't, you can whip the cream in advance, which will give you that levity and that bit of air in there.
Is ice cream difficult to make at home?
Look, you know, getting it to come
it's quite an art form, isn't it?
It is an absolute art form. And the way things freeze is completely different. I would say if you want to go to absolutely making ice cream like this, right?
Like this.
I like the way you think.
Yes. Like that. Only in the public interest.
Right. So I would say if you want to make it simpler, throwing a lot of things in, that's where people will get tripped up. So if you throw in strawberries, it's going to introduce a lot of water. If you throw in a bunch of booze, it's not going to freeze as well. So if you just make a basic ice cream, you know, and then today you could add and throw strawberries on top. Do you know, another day you could, you know, you could put on, we love butterscotch. We make a butterscotch cream where you just take butterscotch sauce and mix it with whipped cream. And then you put the rest of the butterscotch sauce on the ice cream with the cream. And
Well, I think it would be an act of greed if I went and did that right now. I think I'll stick with the sea salt. Sean Murphy from Murphy's Ice Cream, thank you so much for coming into us today.